we're excited today because today we're going to kind of share some things about Upward Sports Ministry, share some of the people that are involved. So we'll be a little different for you this morning, but I want you to kind of catch the vision and the heart. Not just me. You guys have heard enough from me probably about this, but I wanted to make sure you guys got a chance to hear from important people that are involved in this ministry. So the gentleman standing next to me on my left here, he's going to start us off. So I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Thank you. Look, you said important people. Good morning. It's a beautiful day out there. Anyone getting really bad allergies this year? Just think of God's plan and how there's going to be more trees and more grass next year, more flowers. So it really is worth it. My name is Robert Mackey. I'm the treasurer of Upward Sports. When I was asked by Pastor Eric to be part of this new Upwards program, Upward Sports program, I said yes without hesitation. Upward Sports is about giving a safe and Christian environment to kids while they learn to be players, teammates, and friends in Christ. I coached sports for many years. I loved being on the field or on the court, teaching and encouraging kids to learn, excel, play fair, and never question the umpire or referee. Okay. Many of my children my children and I have many memories surrounded in part by sports. I mean, sports is very important to our family and to many families, but of course not as important as Christ is, but to merge those two things is the goal of Upward Sports. The best coaches I ever had were men who were Christian men who had the kids' best interest at heart. As the treasurer of Upward Sports, I promise to be faithful with the funds that will be brought in and spent. And finally, if you know any business or organization that wants to support Upward Sports with a monetary gift, please let me know or let any of the group know. And I'm sure that Pastor Eric would be glad to send him a nice thank you letter, or maybe even make a personal visit if it's a good, nice, healthy donation. So please keep your eye out for that. Thank you very much.
So again, we're going to hear from different people today, and I'd like for you to start off by standing up, greeting each other, and we're going to do some praise and worship.
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Talk about trust and team spirit. These men knew what their friend needed. They saw that need, and they did everything they could to have it fulfilled. The paralyzed man had to trust in his other brothers to be able to lower him down safely without any further harm. And once again, you know, they expected Jesus to have a miracle or to perform a miracle upon this man, and they did. They saw their faith, the effort that they took to put in their faith. They saw that, and he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." No matter where you are, in school, home, or on the field, it's nice to know that someone has your back. Someone's there to support, encourage you, to push you along, to raise you up when you need it the most. We never want to feel like we're alone in the world facing the troubles or being by yourself. And that's exactly what this Upward program is going to try to provide for not only the kids that come in to play the sports, but also the parents that come to root them on. We have their back. We have their support. We are their team. We are the ones that are going to come in and encourage them when they need it the most, from the beginning to the end. I, as part of many facets of this program, I'm in charge of the halftime commissioner. I'm in charge of when the halftime of the game comes, we deliver the word, we play games, or anything else that helps build not only upon the game itself and build upon the character and different things of the students and the ones that they're watching, we're also delivering the message of Jesus Christ. Now, where can you do that in the sports game around here now? Very few places. And so I have the honor and privilege to really be able to share my heart with youth, be able to share my passion with young adults, young people that are coming up from very young, growing into adulthood, being able, when they come play sports, that not only are they enjoying something they love, they're learning the game, they're learning every aspect, you know, the facet of the game and everything about it, developing their skills, but we also get to deliver the message of Christ to them. And that's amazing. And so part of my duty, part of my job in dealing with Upwards is not only, whether it's myself or other volunteers like you, get to come up on the field during halftime for 4 to 6 minutes and share your testimony, share your faith, talk about Jesus, bring that message to them. Because here's the thing, is that we've already gotten emails from interested parties, interested parents. And from those emails, you kind of read, okay, well, they're not associated. Their kid isn't in Upwards, meaning that they don't play in Parkersburg, where a lot of Upwards is happening. And so to me, I look at that and be like, okay, well, that's a sign saying that we're getting new families. We're getting new people in our community coming and wanting to put their kid into a good program. They're trying to learn out more about it, trying to learn what practices are and how is it. That means we might have the possibility to share the message of Jesus Christ, not just to unchurched children, but to their families as well who come there. And this is what this environment brings. A lot of other people are going to come and speak up after me about their passion and their desire to do it, in their aspect of what they're doing. And all of it is centered around the fact that we are there for these students to give them an environment to not only learn flag football, but to also learn about Jesus. And so if you want to be a part of that, if you want to help, we're all going to give a sales pitch to you, in a sense. But, I mean, this is a great opportunity that we can not only provide an athletic event, man, we can reach not only kids, but we can reach their parents. And I just wanted to give you just a small snippet of a possible devotion that could be had or could be done on the field during halftime. And it's just a great way to kind of, bring a good solidarity to this game. And so I encourage you to continue to look to what we have to do, to listen intently to what everyone else has to say about different aspects of it. And I'll say it just like everyone else will. Feel free to come ask us questions, because it's a great thing that we can do for our communities to be able to spread this gospel however way we can in a good, safe, non-threatening, pressuring way. So if you would, as we just have this time of offering before us, is that, just spend it, I'm going to pray just like I would during this halftime show. Father God, thank you so much for today, Lord. I thank you for who you are, Lord. I thank you for this beautiful day, God, that we have a chance to serve you. And I thank you for this opportunity of this Upward program. And Lord, I know as many students are going to come in, whether they know about this program and are moving to someplace closer to home to them, or they're brand new to this whole idea and concept. God, I pray as we just continue to look towards your vision, look towards your goal for us, not only as a body in the church here and what it can do to bless us in this building, Lord, but how we can bless this community. And this is a way we can do it, Lord. We can reach the ones that we couldn't reach in other ways, Lord. And so I pray as we just continue to look towards these games, look towards these practices, God, we continue to just allow you to use us, utilize us as your tools to help mentor, to help encourage, to help uplift, to be that team player and have their back, God, whether it's a student or it's a parent. I thank you so much once again for this honor, for this privilege, and I pray as we just have this time of offering, Lord, that we continue to just give back to you all the things, all the blessings you've given us. So I thank you and I praise you for just who you are and what you've done. In Jesus' name I pray.
So how did we end up here? As I get ready to let others share in a little bit, it's amazing how God can take you on a journey and you're like looking back and how did we come to this point where we're going to be starting having flag football in our field over here in just a few months. And I think back to 5 years ago when my son, Xavier, sitting over there on to my left, said he wanted to play basketball. He saw North Parkersburg had a sign to sign up for basketball, and he wanted to be a part of that. And me and Shelly got him signed up, and we were like, we didn't have no idea about this ministry. And as I started attending some of the practices, seeing some of the games, it was really, really cool. It was neat, their approach to teaching the fundamentals of the game, but also incorporating and teaching about Jesus, about character, about integrity. And I really started investing and investigating this more and enjoying my experience and my child's experience in Upward Ministry. And this is from somebody that I had never coached in my life a particular sport. And just a few years ago, I started coaching Upward. I started with basketball. Something that I really loved was basketball, and I started with that. And what a great year we had that year. Alex Barth helped me coach that year, and we had a great experience over at North Parkersburg Baptist. And what I didn't expect, Xavier, is how a small desire from a child, and the Bible teaches us a child shall lead them, would lead me into more about learning about leadership and John Wooden, and one of the greatest basketball coaches ever at UCLA, and learning his desire to teach his young men about leadership and also teach them about Jesus. And diving into that and learning more about leadership, and I tell you what amazes me is to look back the 5 years and how God has used a desire in my son to play basketball for Upward and to leading us to the point where we're at now of seeing this happen here at our church. And so I'm excited. And you've heard my passion, like I said, a lot. I'm not shy about sharing my passions. But I really am excited to see us make a difference in this community. And I know it's going to take all of us to make that difference. And we're going to start off with Dawn. Most of you know Dawn is in charge of the preschool. And we're going to let her come and share some of the things that she's going to be doing and how she's involved in this Upward Sports Ministry.
Hello, I am Dawn Nichols, and I am the concession commissioner. And I want to start out by saying I'm familiar with Upward. My son, when he was in kindergarten, he played kindergarten through third grade. I had a friend that recommended the program at Tunnel United Methodist. And a funny thing is I met so many families from this church there, and we made so many good memories. And that program really set the standards. I can't say enough of the value that he learned, not only the essentials of basketball, but he became very comfortable with Jesus Christ. And the impression that it left in him is as he got older, and I said this in the early service, all of you who have bought sports shoes, particularly basketball shoes, there's no such thing as going to Kmart and buying the Blue Light Special. You know, they're very expensive, $125, $150, $175 shoes. So he got his really first expensive pair of basketball shoes when he was in fourth or fifth grade. And he took a Sharpie and he went in his room and he wrote scripture on it. And I said that. Now he's older, and as the kids get older, he's a junior now. Well, he'll be a junior next year, and he plays at basketball at Warren Local. And I talked about that. And as they get older, you know, they kind of get more private about things. But I went and I looked at last year's basketball shoes in between services, and on the tongue of his shoe, he had written John 3:16. And I have to believe that a big part of why he does that is from the Upward program. So with that said, for 2 or 3 years, Eric has been talking to me about this. And I said, well, when you do it, I will do the concession stand. Because at Tunnel, and for those of you, raise your hand if any in here have gone, the Gandys aren't here. Or, okay, so you know. They had the most amazing concession stand in between games. This is where everybody would congregate, and the fellowship was amazing, and that's how I first talked to all of you. And in my mind, that has set the standards, and this is what I hope to achieve through Porterfield's Upward program. So I had said to Eric, oh yes, you know, I'll be happy to do the concession stand, thinking that this is something that, you know, it can be very low-key. I won't have to get up and talk in front of everybody on Sunday. And it luckily, it didn't work out. But that's fine. So what's nice is we're going to have a deck in the back of the bus garage with a refrigerator and a hand-washing station, which is going to be needed for many reasons. I'm really appreciative of all the people who have signed up so far. Hi, Missa. I haven't seen you for so long. All the people that have signed up to help, that is going to be great, and you will be hearing from me soon. The money that we make from the concession stand will be put into an Upward account, and hopefully we'll be able to use it to offset the pricing for next year. So, and I'll close real quick. What Eric had said is, yes, I do teach preschool here, and I say this every time I have to talk in front of the church. So every preschooler that comes through here, when they graduate, they maybe they'll know half the alphabet, maybe they'll know three-fourths of the alphabet, maybe they'll know all their shapes, you know, but not all their numbers. But I promise you, they do know who Jesus Christ is. And it's going to be the same way with this Upward program. They might not understand why they got a technical or a foul, but they're going to know who Jesus Christ is, and there's no better reward than that. Thank you.
Next, I'm going to have Dale come up. She's going to share about what she's involved with. And I'm excited to see her be able to have the opportunity to do what she loves. So, here.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dale Venom, and I am going to be the cheerleader commissioner. Last year, when Pastor Eric and Pastor Adam had approached me and asked me if it was something I'd be interested in, it was really a answered prayer for me, as I had just been praying for God to use me more and use my time more and to really help me get plugged in different areas of the church. So my husband and I were here one day, and they asked me about it, and I was like, absolutely, that is just something that's just perfect for me. I'm, you know, cheerleading kids and Jesus. That has Dale written all over it. So I knew I had to jump on board. So I immediately said yes, and I was super excited about it. At the time, I didn't have any personal experience with the program. I'd only just heard awesome things about it. So that was last November, and then I guess it was January, our son started playing basketball. He's in kindergarten, and he played basketball at North Parkersburg Baptist, and it was just such an amazing experience for our family and for him. Just we saw him grow, and his confidence in the Lord and his relationship with the Lord grew. Obviously, he learned basketball skills, and that was great as well, but he would come home from practice, and he would say, we learned today that if we do this or we do that, we are acting more like Christ. And, you know, so throughout the week, he would be trying to do these little things to be more Christ-like. And he came home the one day and said, I got to pray for my team. So at 6 years old, you know, just showing that, or building that confidence, I guess, and praying and just learning, it was just such an amazing experience. So I was even more excited at that point that I was on board with our church, and it was such a blessing here already, and then seeing what I was really a part of, just amazing. It's really just been such a blessing to me personally and to my family already. I'm just so excited to see what the future holds for the program here. We've seen prayer after prayer after prayer being answered already, and I know it's exactly where our church needs to head, and so it's just awesome to be a part of this. But I do have to say, when Eric and Adam asked me about it, they didn't mention, you know, Upward Sunday and being up here in front of all of you all talking, and I think they did that on purpose, because I always say I am a behind-the-scenes type of person. I am not a front-and-center type of girl. And here I am. So I think they were tricking me. but really, the challenge has been a blessing in disguise, I guess. You know, I've really had to step out of my comfort zone and really rely on God to get up here in front of all of you all and speak at all. So that kind of just leads me to my last point. You know, if you have heard us talk about this and you know how excited we are, and you think, oh, I want to be a part of that, I would love to coach cheerleading, or I would love to coach football, or I could talk 4 to 6 minutes at a halftime, you know, but then your next thought is doubt, and you're like, well, you know, I don't know anything about cheerleading, or I'm not well-spoken enough. Come talk to us, because we can be very encouraging. We've got tools to help you. We would love to talk to you. We would love to pray with you about it, and we we're going to need just so much help. It's definitely, it's going to take a village to make this go smoothly, and I promise it's going to be an awesome village to be a part of. So if it's something you're interested in, be sure to come talk to one of us. We'd love to answer any questions or, you know, help you out any way we can. So, thank you.
Joe. I know, Dale, and we don't, honestly, we don't try to trick people. But if we need to kind of help push you, we will give you a little encouraging push to come out of your comfort zone, because I know Dale is going to do an awesome job. Next, we have Tim. Most of you are familiar with Tim and Carla, and we appreciate their family so much. And definitely, you're with our thoughts and prayers and your family. But Tim has had quite a bit of experience with Upward Sports Ministry, and he will be our coach commissioner, so I'm going to let him share.
Good morning, everyone. As Eric said, I'm Tim Ansel, and as the board says up there, I'm the coach commissioner. I've never been a commissioner before. I just thought about this. It feels pretty important, but I've never been a commissioner before, so I guess that's my title for the Upward League. Anyhow, I just wanted to go through. I wanted to share a thought with you first, and I actually messed this up on the first service. This is certainly more of an intimidating group on the second service. I thought we were going to keep the lights dim, but now I get to see everybody. But anyhow, Billy Graham actually had a quote where he said that a coach can influence more people in 1 year than most other people can influence in all their lives. And any of you who've been a coach probably understand that saying. And any of you who think back over your lives, if somebody were to ask you one person who had the most influence or had a huge impact on your life, most likely it was a coach in your life. I know it was in my life. Coaches have had an impact. I can tell you various coaches in my life, godly coaches and ungodly coaches, and coaches that I respect and coaches that I probably didn't have as much respect for. But this is one area that we can have a huge impact on these children. So I'm honored to be working with this group in Upward. I've been with it. Well, I have a similar story with Elijah. He was 4 years old when we started in the Upward program, just like Eric. I started coaching with Elijah in the Upward program when he was four, and he's a couple more years older than that now. So, but with the Upwards program, what we do, and I'll go through, I just want to share with you the impact that you can have, because the stories that Dale and Dawn share about their sons and the impact that they had, I don't get to see a lot of that as a coach, because a lot of times when we're working with the children, we will, you know, we'll go through the practice session, do a devotion, we'll pray, go back and finish practice, and sometimes you just don't see the impact. But we actually do a devotion card, and the one, I'm actually coaching soccer right now, and this is my most recent experience to show you the impact that we can have on the children. The subject we were talking about is perseverance, and perseverance, in the verse that we're covering, we cover a verse with every 3 weeks with our topics in devotions, and the verse says, "Let us not become tired of well-doing." And the reference is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and once again, the word is perseverance. This is a pretty big word for third and fourth graders. So as an example of how you can, as a coach, can have an impact, we went through this. We've been studying this particular word for about 4 weeks now, and I had a young man yesterday in my soccer game who sprained his ankle, but he didn't want to come out of the game. We were playing, yesterday was pretty muddy, the field was muddy, it was wet, and that's soccer, you know, that's the best conditions to play soccer in. I had a young man that sprained his ankle yesterday and did not want to come out of the game, and he stayed in, he played his portions of the game, and at the end of the game, we gave him the stars, and I'll talk about the stars here in a minute, but we gave him the blue star for effort. And you can see the stars right here, and I'll talk about those towards the end of what I have to say, but we gave him the blue star for effort, and I just heard somebody out of the background, one of the kids, we actually give stars, and we clap for everybody as they get their stars. One of the kids just mumbled the word perseverance. And I'm like, they get it. They actually said that big word, and they captured it from what we've been talking about during practices. So that was just an example of a young man who picked up on the lessons that we teach during the sessions or practice sessions. So this is what the coaching books looks like. Every coach will get a book. Our topic for this year is, or actually our motto for this year is Rise Up. And the theme for this year for Upward, for coaching, is Let Us Rise Up and Build. So they strengthen their hands for the good work. And that's Nehemiah 2:18. So that's an encouragement to each one of the coaches that are involved in this program that we need to, and everybody. It's not just the coaches, as Jesse will point out here in a little bit. It's the referees, too. And we try to build that relationship. And he'll talk more about that with the referees so that the kids get a good understanding that referees are not the enemy. And referees are actually there to help us. So we're all working together as a team, and we're looking for other people to get involved and help us in this work of training these young men and women mentally, spiritually, athletically, and socially, right? That's the goal of this whole program. Number one, and one thing I would emphasize with the coaches is spiritually, because this is the place they're going to get it. So the handbook goes through as a coach. Really, as a coach, all you have to be able to do is read the handbook. And I can attest to that. The first part is a practice chart, tells you how to do practices. The second part is warm-up activities, skills and drills, and they lay this out. There's 11 practices during the year, and it's all laid out very well in this book, exactly what you need to do as a coach. Then there's 11 different devotions. Probably 50 to 60% of this book is the devotions that you'll be doing. That's where the priority set is, your halftime devotions for the practices. And they spell out exactly what you're going to do for devotions and how to go through that with the children. And then there's a section on rules, and then the substitution forms. Just to mention on substitution forms, one of the great things about this program is everybody gets equal playing time. Every student or every child on your team gets to play an equal amount, and that makes it attractive for a lot of the kids who wouldn't play in a high school team, or they've got cut. We get a lot of kids that didn't make the high school team, or not necessarily high school because we're only going up through eighth grade, but didn't make the team at school. And this encourages them, and this gives them just that pat on the back that they need, that they can do it. And a lot of them will really blossom to a point where you'll see them actually make the cuts when they try out again, because just somebody was there to encourage them. You as a coach can have that impact on these kids. And then the last part is the star distribution. You guys can put that up for me, the stars. The we already talked about the blue star for effort. There is a silver star that we have for offense, and there's a red star for defense, a yellow star for sportsmanship, a orange star for leadership, and then the last one is Christ-likeness. So the last but not least, that's the one we put a lot of emphasis on. And we try to encourage the children each week to shoot for that Christ-like star. So that's one that and the sportsmanship and the leadership, those are the three that they really strive for. I mean, you have offense and defense, and you have effort. But what we do is when we go at the end of the game, we give them these stickers. And the stickers look just like this to write out of the book. These would be the blue stars. And then you'll see the green stars on top, which aren't mentioned up there. But those are the practice stars we give to everybody who pays attention during the practice and knows the Bible verse that we go through it until we give them the green stars. So there's some motivation there. This is a really great program for any of you who have worked with sports programs. And like I said in the first service, Upward has had some problems with outside organizations taking their program because it's such a good program that teaches kids the basics. So Ron and I just looked at the sign-up list for the coaches out there. I saw one name on the list so far, so we need to get some coaches signed up. And really, the whole way to approach this is just pray about it and ask the Lord if he's leading you. This is a spiritual thing. This is something where you can have a huge impact Ron's going to share here in a minute. I'm not going to take his sermon away from him, but he's going to share here in a minute the kind of impact we can have just by being a coach, just by being a volunteer and helping out in this organization. It's a great program. So I just thank everybody who has been involved to this point, and I encourage anybody out there who's riding the fence, come talk to us about it. We'll be glad to discuss the program with you. Thank you.
As Jesse comes up, I was nervous about being a coach my first year, but it really does. The book, once you get it, you're like, wow, it's all laid out for me. And there is room to improvise a little bit, but it does tell you exactly what to work on, what skills, what ideas, what concepts that you want to teach your kids each practice. So it's really cool. So, yeah.
I'm here to talk about the referees, everybody's favorite person. So favorite, actually, before I left this morning, my wife goes, why do they want you to speak? Nobody cares what the referees have to say. So that's how favorite we are. I want to go into what my actual role is, what my goal is for us in the future, and why I chose Upward. Referee commissioner, Jesse Joseph, I'm Adam, wherever he went. I'm his brother-in-law, so really wasn't asked. I was kind of said, hey, you're doing it. Which is perfectly fine. What I'm going to be doing, working with our referees that we have, I actually thought it was going to be like pulling teeth to try to find referees because we're asking people to volunteer their time, and it's hard enough to find referees when you pay them. But so far we have 6 people signed up to officiate. Thank you if you're in the crowd right now. I'm going to work with the officials. We're going to have, it's going to be very simple. We're going to have 1 to 2 training sessions before the season starts. Then Tim and I are going to meet with the coaches and referees together sometime in July before the season gets underway, just to talk about, you know, how we want the coaches to act, how we want the referees to handle situations, and to let the coaches, to let their parents and everybody know that, hey, referees are people too. You know, we hear all the stuff going on. You know, we're supposed to be professional and set the example to not react to it. Not need anything, no knowledge prior. I referee NCAA basketball, so flag football is completely out of my realm, but it's going to be very simple. We actually have everything that we'll need for refereeing donated to us. We already have official shirts, flags, whistles, everything like that. And it's not like a real football officiating because we're not having linemen. There's no 5 yards, hands to the face, whatever the 50,000 rules the NFL has. It's pretty simple. It's flag football. It's throw the ball, catch the ball, pull the flag off the waist belt, blow the whistle, and do it all over. So we've got about 3 slides, and this is our entire rule book that we have on the slides. I'm not going to read it all, but it's basically the game format, the timing format of the game. It's 7-on-7, no linemen, anything like that. So it's very, very simple. There's a couple of rules like where there's like no punting. If you punt, you've got to take the ball back to, I want to say, the 5-yard line. I don't even know all the rules yet, but we've got 1-2 pages, and then another slide. We have a 4-page rule book. So you know, I can memorize it and learn a 4-page rule book. I think about anybody can. So my goal farther down the line is to hopefully have the youth group be more involved. So if you're in junior high right now or high school, sitting here, please listen. I started officiating when I was in high school and kind of worked my way up through that way. I happened to just kind of fall in love with it. Obviously, that's not for everybody. But if you are in junior high or high school, it might be something to think about, and something like Upwards would be a great place to try it out to see if you'd like it, where you wouldn't be going somewhere to do a junior high game where things can get kind of crazy, or JV or things like that. So it would be a great spot to try it out here. When I was in high school and college, instead of working at the mall or working fast food making $7-8 an hour, I would go referee 3rd and 4th grade games and get paid $20 cash a game. I'd be home by noon with $100 in my pocket instead of working 10 or 12 hours for that same amount of money. So again, you know, junior high, high school might be something to think about just as a part-time job. Officiating with us here at Upward, again, still talking to you, the youth, If you're thinking about college, scholarships, community service, those type of things, they that stuff up. It would be very great to put on any type of college application or resume. Finally, why I chose Upward, or why I said okay in doing Upward. It wasn't necessarily the actual program Upward. It was what I think youth sports need. And I've got about 5 stories here. People just outside before the service began. And 3 or 4 people, we just came up and started chatting sports. Oh, last year, even helped with the summer league this year. Oh, I officiated one time. And they started yelling at me. I said, never again, things like that. We're talking sports. So within the last month, since I knew I was going to be up here and speaking, I started writing a couple of those crazy stories down. I had someone tell me about a parent fight that they had in T-ball, this fight, after the game. Because apparently they don't keep score in T-ball, but everybody keeps score. They just don't officially keep score. So one parent had the score, it's 10-9 their team winning. The other team had it 10-9 their team winning. Well, that spills over onto the sidelines, and 2 parents in a physical fist fight after the game. And T-ballers are, 5, 6 years old? And they're seeing that as an example. A good friend of mine, he's not in the area, but he's got a daughter who's, I think, 7, and she plays T-ball, slow pitch softball, whatever it may be. There was a man handcuffed, put in the back of a police car, and taken away from the ball fields because he threatened to shoot somebody, a parent, after game. Again, we've got 6 and 7-year-old kids looking at this stuff. This one happened to me, not me personally, a game I was refereeing in. It happened to the other official. I think it was probably a high school age, like AAU type thing. Again, it's summer league. These games don't count. You're there to get better and things like that. But a man had a Coke bottle. He was in the stands. Playing basketball, and next thing I know it, I see a 20-ounce Coke bottle flying across the basketball court. So he takes a Coke bottle, throws it across the court, comes out of the stands, and chest bumps the other referee. Why, I don't know. He must have thought his son got fouled or something like that. And, he was ejected from the game, left, caused a big scene. Again, now we've got, teenagers, and that was somebody's parent, acting like that, seeing that as an example. And this was happened 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. There was a girls' AAU game at Marietta College where one of the actual players physically hit an opposing coach from the team. They were ejected from the tournament and gone. So you can see that kids are learning from this behavior from the parents. So I wanted to get involved with Upward, not because of Upward, but because we need a sports league where like that behavior is not acceptable. And I think we've got a good core of people here that's starting this league that will do the right things. Hopefully our officials and our coaches will do the right things and be a good example to the 6 and 7-year-old kids that we have playing. I always thought, somebody needs to do that, something about that. So why not us? Somebody needs to do it. And I think this would be a good chance to kind of start a sports league that promotes sportsmanship, that promotes competitiveness, that promotes the sport, not the stats, not the, my kid scored 20, your kid scored 15, the score's 10, the score's 9, and it spills over into craziness. I think we need to start something like that to set the example. I was sitting there thinking about group mentality and how people think and all of that, that the majority of people are acting that way, fights, arguments, things like that. Have you ever been at a crosswalk with a group of people and there's nobody coming and it's a red light, you can't walk? Well, nobody walks until the first person walks. Then everybody walks. It's kind of the same thing with sports. If somebody stands up and sets the example of the right way to do something, everybody else is going to fall in line and do that. If somebody acts fool out there and then it gets going and that becomes accepted, then everybody acts that way. So I think that this is a very good chance to start a sports program, a sports league for little kids where we do things the right way and set an example for kids. So that's why I chose Upward. Refereeing is a thankless job. If you're do a great job, nobody knows you're there. You do a bad job in the game, everybody knows you're there. So if that sounds interesting to you, come see me. Thanks.
Good job. Up next, I'll go ahead and let Katie come up. And we really, you know, are wanting to get everybody involved as far as, you know, you may feel like you don't have much time to commit. And Jesse was trying to do work a schedule where you'd have two games every other week. And so I think that's a great idea to be able to have that. So we're not asking for a huge commitment of your time for some of you, but we're asking you just to give a little bit of your time to make a difference in the lives of the kids. Here's Katie.
Hi, I'm Katie Dixon, the evaluations director. And before I forget this part, you can go ahead to the next slide. We're going to start out here with 3 dates where we establish the teams. We do evaluations for each kid. If you can see on the right-hand side, each of the stations that are basic skill sets. I mean, running between cones, speed, and we're just going to make sure that we get the right grouping, the pairings for a good interactive group. So with that, I have coached softball now 11 years at the varsity level. I'm at Warren High School this year, and something that I think is often overlooked is most of the kids that are playing these sports aren't only there just for that sport. There's so much more reward to them and their interactions with their teammates and the accomplishments. You know, the day that it clicks, that play you've been working on for months over and over and over again, and they got it. And it's all there. So the cool thing that Dawn said about Noah having the verse on his shoe and being involved with the education system, and as a coach, I'm not allowed to get on that level, right? We're not allowed to talk about God at the high school sport level, but my girls can. My girls do. They start their game every day with a prayer. They've got some foundation in there, and I don't know where it started. I know that I have one girl that is fearless to step up and pray. We have a few others, and this has been year after year after year, not just this year. There's athletes that pray. They've got it on the insides of their helmets. They've got it in their duffel bags, whatever it may be. But they're already there with that foundation, and we can make it a little bit better at this lower level and give them the more confidence as a team to go pray, to witness to each other, to witness to the parents. I joke a lot that I do a lot more coaching to parents than I do kids. We lead by example, and a lot of times parents are pretty hard on their kids, but if they see that these coaches have their best interest in mind too, it's all coming together. So with this group that we've been working together with, I think we all come from really different backgrounds, different angles, different reasons we're here, as each of you can offer a different input or a different angle. And even if we just offer a little bit of incentive or a little bit of input, it's like Dale said, it takes the village to raise these kids. So if we can start with the low level, the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds in godlike behavior, then we have less of these problems that Jesse's talking about in parent fist fights at the high school level, or the times, you know, as a coach, there are times that I wonder if Jesse has been to the eye doctor in the last, like, 5 years. But I can lead. I can show my kids that I'm not going to argue with him. He's the official. He calls the call, right? We all have an opportunity to help these kids from the start be better athletes, better people, and better Christians.
Thank you, Katie. As Katie mentioned, if any of those days, Thursday night, May 18th, or Saturday the 20th, if you got nothing happening and you want to help out, it's just an hour and a half to 2-hour evaluation process. You'll be at a station, you'll get a little card that tells you what you need to do and what that station is, and you record the times on a sheet. So whether it's the 30-yard dash or whether it's something else, you can help us out with that if you want. Right now I'm going to introduce Ron Anderson. He's going to be our league director, and we're going to have him share. And again, what I appreciate, Ron, is he's an expert in his field. Really, he is, and in chemistry and testing soil. But he has a passion for sports, and most importantly, he has a passion for Jesus. So I'm excited for him to talk and share.
I think... Oh, I'm mic'd up. Okay. First of all, I want to thank everybody for the opportunity to be able to work with the Upward Sports Ministry. And I want to thank what a great team I'm going to be involved with. The volunteers, I think, all have a tremendous passion for Christ and for children. And I want to thank the church, because you're behind us. Stand, and the backing that we need to reach children in our community. And why do I want to be part of this organization? It ministers to children and parents that may not even come to church. A lot of times, and I've seen it for myself, I've got two grandsons in the Cincinnati area, and they were in basketball and both football, but the first time I was exposed to it was about 6 years ago when they were in a basketball. And I'm there, and I'm thinking, okay, here's my young grandkids, and they're going to, you know, play basketball, so they wanted me to come up and see them, so I did. Well, they have this gym. It's a gym and a church, and they had this smoke and this fog, and I mean, music playing and everything, and they announced those kids individually as they came out. The smile on those kids' face, every one of them, they had a self-worth. They were proud of themselves. And I don't mean proud in a wrong way. You know, we need to encourage our youth. We need to give them a self-worth, because we got so many of them today turning to drugs. We got so many of them turning to things outside. And if we reach them at an early age, then, you know, they will turn in the right direction. Another thing, too, I've never been called to be a missionary. I mean, it's something, yeah, I want to support it, but I've never had a desire to go afar off to, and I don't know why. I kind of felt guilty about that. But you know what? This Upward Sports program is my mission field. It is my desire, because we have a mission right here in our own community to reach out and to reach parents as well as children. And it's an opportunity that we can be involved in a mission right in our local community to make a difference in the lives of the children and the parents. I mean, if you've ever been around any children, which I know most of you have, I mean, they're so open-minded. They just speak out what they think. And, you know, if they have the scripture, which we will be given in practice and at halftime, guess what? Their parents are going to hear it. They're going to hear examples of it. You know, a lot of times children can lead you to Christ. And our desire in this team is to reach the community for Jesus Christ. There's some scriptures I wanted to share with you. John 21, verse 15 through 17. Jesus reinstates Peter after Peter had denied him three times, and Jesus appears to him after the resurrection. It's the third time he appeared to the disciples, and it says, when they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know I love you. Jesus said, then feed my lambs. Jesus asked him again, and Simon said, son of John, do you love me? And Jesus said, yes. You know, Lord, that I love you. Take care of my sheep. And then the third time he asked him, you know, kind of like repeating, and kind of got a little angry, and he says, Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things, and you know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. If you look at all three examples, Jesus said for Peter to do something. He didn't say, okay, you love me, sit still. No, he said, go do something. So as I was studying that this past week, I was wondering, do I love Jesus enough to go do something? I mean, stop and think. Do I? And these are scriptures that really spoke to me. Do I love Jesus enough to be active about him? Would I go do something? Then Jesus appears to the disciples again and gives them the Great Commission. If you put up Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Here again, Jesus is giving a commandment and giving an action for us, all of us that are Christians, to go do something. Matthew 28:18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I surely am with you even to the very end of age. If we've accepted Jesus Christ in our hearts, he is sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. We have the Holy Spirit in our hearts, so we should not be afraid. I mean, I'm scared of death come up here and talk in front of you, okay? But the Holy Spirit is speaking through me because I have to put faith and trust in him. And same way with witnessing to the neighborhood. I haven't had an opportunity. My job carries me all over the U.S. and Canada and all over the place. I don't know anyone around other than associated with this church and this community. And I've been here 26 years. It's just the fact that if it's not associated with church, I do not have an opportunity to witness to other people outside the church in this community, and this is my opportunity. And then sometimes you may feel that, well, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do to witness to people. Well, here's the opportunity. Volunteer, spend time one day. You know, we're going to have this stuff in the fall. One day, just be walking around the crowd and witness to somebody. You will see Christ involved in this action. I get on a tangent, sorry about that. Matthew 18, 2 through 5. Jesus is walking the children. He says, he called a little child to him, and he placed the child among them. And he said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes a lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name, welcome me. I want to welcome the children here in this community. I want to welcome to an activity that they can be proud of, that they can learn about Christ. So, you know, as I look at all these scriptures and the ones that are speaking to me, It speaks to my heart to reach out for these children in the community. Matthew 18:14, as Jesus says, in the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing to let any one of these little child perish. Hey, if we don't reach out, who's going to reach out to them? I heard a statistic on the news the other day that said that 75% of this young generation coming up hasn't been to church. Hasn't been to church. That's the parents or the parents-to-be in this program. If we don't tell them about God, who will? I think, and these are the responsibilities. These are what I feel, you know, I am led to being involved in this program. Psalm 78:4. It says, we will not hide them from the descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. Now, that's... if we don't pass on God to our next generation, what hope does this world have? What hope does our church have if we don't reach out? Because the youth of today is the church of tomorrow. That's my passion, to reach out and to be able to witness to these kids through an activity that they will learn and enjoy and learn with the people here. I want to end with this, John 16:13-15. I've been studying a lot, men's BSF, my Sunday school class. We've both been working on John, and the book of John just absolutely speaks to you so much, because Jesus is preparing the disciples for his death and resurrection. And he's telling them, I got to leave you. But I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, and that's why I have to leave. John 16:13-15. But whom he said, the Spirit of truth comes. He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because from me he will receive what we make it known to him. And that belongs to the Father's, is mine. And that is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. I'm going to glorify God, because I'm going to try and I'm going to serve him and do what the Holy Spirit tells me, because I want to reach the children in this community. One soul is saved. That's glorifying God. And that's our job, is to glorify God. We got 13 days left for this registration, early registration. Forgot to mention that the first time. And there's a slide on down, the next slide, about the 11 days of practice. We have 11 weeks of this program. And we have like 8 games. We got an extra day. We got practices once a week. And these children, every time they're here, they're going to hear about Christ. They're going to memorize verses. And when each practice is 1 hour per week and 1 hour game on a Saturday, we need and want and ask for volunteers to help. And it's not, just share a little bit of your time, because you're going to get a lot more back.
So that's our team, and we want you to be a part. And again, maybe God's going to put on your heart to be a coach, maybe a ref, maybe help them out in concessions one Saturday. But we'll just be praying. This is a year of opportunity. As Pastor Mark has mentioned earlier this year, I do feel that. We also want to kind of keep you in mind that we have a Stevens ministry that you can be a part of to minister to people. Be a part of this. Tonight we're going to do a special prayer event and do some worship music. And it should be a great time just to spend time in prayer. We're actually going to spend a part of it in here for the first half part, and then go outside and pray around the field or on the field if you feel comfortable with that. To just pray that God would continue to bless. I think of something that Pastor Mark said a few years back, after the fire that had happened, and God had put a breast on his heart to clear the land and get ready for ministry. Well, ministry's happening, and we're going to continue to see ministry happen. We're clearing this land so that new ministry opportunities can happen here soon. And so please be in prayer with us. Please ask God for his blessing. I'm so proud of our team. I've got good leadership. We're blessed by that. But we need every person to just contribute just a little bit to create a village, to create an opportunity for us to make a difference in the lives of these children, so they can not only just see their sport and play football or play basketball, but they'll see Jesus in every time they take up and they play that sport, that they can feel that same connection with Jesus Christ.
And the other thing I would say is we need to get beyond our walls. Get outside of this building and do some things on the outside that we can invite people to come and be a part of the things that we're doing. So just be praying for us. As we close, I'm going to have Tracy come up and do another song of music. But if you have a need, or if you have maybe some things that God is pressing on your heart, please come. But we also want you to think today about where does God want you in this? Where does God want you, or how can you serve in the church, in the life of the church of Porterfield Baptist Church? And we'd like for you to consider upward ministry. We want people that want to set a good example in front of our kids. We want people to have a heart to make a difference in each life that comes here, whether it's a parent or a child. But we want this community to know that we love Jesus Christ. So let's have a quick word of prayer, and then I'll turn it over to them. Thank you so much, Lord, for everything you do. Thank you for the opportunity we have today to learn about this Upward Sports Ministry. And I thank you for everybody's patience in just hearing us out. But I thank you for the leadership that we have. I pray that you just continue to guide and direct us and just be with us, Lord. And Lord, help us to be a light for us, others in this community. We thank you and praise you in your wonderful name. Amen.